you name it. Music deserves and needs to be shared, and I am here to do that with you all. This is Abby, and Fly on the Wall will be playing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Good morning, folks. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, broadcasting from the basement of Carruthers Hall on the campus of Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. It is now 11 a.m. on Thursday morning. It's time for another CFRC live session. I'm your host, Rue, and this is a show where we bring you music and interviews that our team of volunteers records with artists local to Kingston, those performing in town, either recorded in our station's very own Studio A, or sometimes at venues around town, in an attempt for you to really get to know these artists and their music better, up close and personable. Today's session takes you out to our venues and gets you right into the middle of all the action. We're taking you backstage to the Broom Factory for a session recorded at a live show by The Astros. Kingston alt rock band The Astros have been wowing local audiences for over half a decade now, and the experience of seeing them live is always special, exciting, and brings their records to life. So we decided that the best way to record a session with The Astros was to take you to their live shows. This is a show from last fall when they were opening for local rock heroes The Wilderness. If, after hearing today's session, you cannot wait to see The Astros live, you're in luck because they're playing tomorrow evening, August 15th, at The Mansion. This is a free show, and you can find details of it on their Instagram, _the_Astros_. Or you can find them tagged in our latest post about this live session. So you can find us on Instagram at CFRC Live Sessions. We're also on YouTube, so look us up and you can watch videos of some of these sessions. You can get in touch with us by sending a message on Instagram or emailing livesessions@cfrc.ca if you would like to get in touch as an artist to do a live session or to join the sessions team as a volunteer. You'll now hear the interview that we recorded backstage with Andy O'Neill, guitarist in The Astros, and then you'll hear five songs from their set: All My Friends Are Taken, Bullseye, Tommy's Double Backflip, MVP, and Ice Tea Boy. So enjoy, come back next week, have fun! All right, we're backstage here at the Broom Factory on set, on location, because the Astros are going to be playing a show here tonight, and they're joining me, all of you guys. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hello.
Well, this is a special venue for you guys, and I guess you're also a special band for this venue because you were the first band to open the Broom Factory a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me, like, what's changed now, looking back on that show?
The stage is completely overhauled. Like, it used to just be like a little tiny thing, and now there's the backing is properly done and it's better. The acoustic treatment is a lot better. It's just nicer. It was a lot more rough around the edges when we played, and now they've kind of dialed it in to be a proper venue. It's awesome.
Hopefully we as a band reflect that as well. I think we're a little more rough around the edges at that time too, so hopefully we're also dialed in, maybe more.
We've seen two albums since then, and a little bit of a lineup change or enhancement as well since then, right? What's going on for you guys, lineup-wise?
This album was like more complex instrumentally than all our other albums, so we had to recruit some help, and we just got kind of the best musicians we know and some of our best friends to join us. So it's been super fun having all this different instrumentation on stage.
Well, and the album we're talking about, Just Around the Corner, came out sort of August. It's been a couple of months, and I mean, it's been on repeat at our station for sure. And it's a really interesting one sound-wise, because we had like a year of you guys teasing that there's going to be a country album coming, there's going to be more slide stuff, and then you did it in the most Astros way possible. Just in terms of like really catchy pop hooks that, like, I can think of like the Bullseye kind of slide guitar that's always stuck in my head. A very Astros way of doing it. So talk me through the album a bit.
Well, I think when we were teasing it being country, there was a point where it was much more of a country album than it is now. It kind of started as being like twang rock, and then it went full like soft country stuff, and then we had to kind of pull back and find a middle ground. Because we would have, like, we had Damn ready to go and we had Passing Through. But then, like, Winning Streak came to be, which isn't really twangy at all, so we had to find a way to blend it all together.
Mm-hmm. We had the MVP demos for a while as well.
That's right, yeah, we sent it over early. And it definitely changed a little bit since you got it. And I mean, there's a lot of stuff, like we've said before, the closer Just Around the Corner was Originally a really slow, soft country song, and then it changed last minute right before the album went to mastering to kind of fit the vibe better. I think we pulled it off, mm-hmm. but that's for you to decide, I suppose.
I would say so.
We struck the bullseye.
That's a perfect review of the album, I feel. That's a perfect, like, marketing line.
We've hit
the bullseye on this yeah. album.
Tim's head of marketing.
Under Astro's ink. And you also had the release show for the album over here, which I think was the first time we saw, like, the extended Astro's band, like, with the keyboards and stuff come out on stage as well. How was that? Like, because you guys have been known for being this almost, like, not necessarily punk in sound, but very punk in your, like, energy band, where, like, we've seen you at the grad club, we've seen you in all these tiny places where you pack in a lot of people, and it's just, like, mosh pits, crazy energy, and very kind of, like, raw stuff going out on stage. How different was the release show then?
It was really, really different. We kind of spent the whole summer rehearsing for it, and we knew kind of months in advance that we were going to need a bunch of help on this one. I think once we brought in the three other guys, it kind of motivated that sort of change in performance. We wanted the high energy, and we still kind of did it our way, but we definitely weren't crowd surfing, and we definitely weren't doing some of the stuff we may be known for doing. But it was like, it sort of just felt natural and motivated that way. It's like these songs demanded a little bit more, so we kind of retooled the performance to fit seven people. But I think we still found our way into it, of jumping around and getting wild with it. It just was a bigger wall of noise versus mm-hmm. like four guys kind of flailing.
We still find a way to do it. Like, we have the chunk in the middle where the other three left the stage. Turned everything heavy for a minute and went hard and moshed for a while. So there's always still going to be an outlet for that. Like, it's not a permanent change that we're more mature and playing these soft, gentle songs. Like, that's absolutely just kind of the case for these songs.
We added a light show. That's the one thing.
We added a light show.
Yeah, the lights really pulled through on that one as a part of the overall production and stuff like that. We wanted to just kind of blow the lid open of what people expected from us, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can see that being an integral part of your show, because, like, you've always been a band that has the image in mind. Like, for people who didn't see it, there was the jumpsuits era doing sci-fi radio, which we loved, but it was going to change this time. And I can see how it would go from being, like, what you guys are wearing on stage to just, like, what the venue is doing for you. Like, use the venue as kind of part of your performance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we still have the color scheme thing in mind, and I'm sure we'll return to it in certain ways. It just felt more appropriate for this album to focus more on what reflected the music versus being as flashy as possible. Mm-hmm. The whole deal with sci-fi radio is, like, every song sounds completely different. Everything is like going off the wall, whereas this album has a consistent sound. So we wanted the visuals to be consistent and mature and appropriate to fit those songs. But we'll find a way back to it, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
It does seem to me, I mean, you're on sort of on tour, if you want to call it, for this album. And this one has a bit more of, like, the ebbs and flows, you know, like, it's paced out. You have, like, the fast moments. You've got the kind of mellow moments, the reflective moments. How are we going to see that reflected in your set? Like, what can people expect to see?
I think exactly that. We try to pace it in a way that the kind of downtime comes when you need it. And then we pick it back up when it feels like maybe we've done too many acoustic songs and that sort of thing. But we try to pace it in a way that it feels the same way. Like, we were very conscious of the album's pacing, and we try to take that approach with the set as well, and just kind of have it feel like each moment feels natural. You kind of want that slow sort of reprieve, or just that sort of lift in energy. We try to get it so it's at a point where the audience feels like they need that.
It's for us as well as it's for the audience.
Yeah, it's a great breather.
We can only go so hard for so long. There's so many sets we've played where we're, like, still four songs left and everyone is, like, dying up there. We're gasping for air. So having the little break of acoustic songs is as nice for us as it is for the audience.
We're a really out-of-shape band. So we kind of need it.
I think we get the best out of that as well, because like when you guys are at your best, people are out there having fun as well. And like, you know, you mentioned the like crowd surf thing. I should say for our listeners who are wondering about the live kind of setting, I think the Astros are maybe the only band in the last 10 years to have had like two crowd surfs get going at the Grad Club. And the second time, like when we saw you guys last, was it this year, wasn't it?
November.
Last year. Last year in November, were like multiple crowd surfs.
We have the most crowd surfs for sure.
Yeah. It's a Kingston record. Yeah. It's definitely a Kingston record.
It's like, where is it, like a crown?
It's a great thing.
Yeah, you should. It's a big moment. But what's going on for you guys now? Like, the album's just come out. Are there like dates planned? Are you going outside of Kingston? What's happening?
We definitely want to get it on the road. It's just getting ourselves up to do that. Mm-hmm. and finding the time. And then, so we definitely want to get it on the road. This is the album that we feel should be out there more and leave town. But then when it comes to in town, we've got some exciting stuff. I think it's so we're playing the Ale House in March, which is going to be really fun for Queens.
Alepalooza.
So that's going to be fun. That's kind of on deck for Kingston. Maybe a little small Grad Club show sprinkled in somewhere.
Just as a warm-up for Alepalooza.
Yeah, we haven't done a show as the four of us in a little while, so we also need one of those. Mm-hmm. And then, finding a way to get it on the road and, getting ourselves up and out of town. As much as we love Kingston, we gotta go.
There's other places in Ontario.
But we have seen you in Ottawa, and like I've heard that there's things working out for other parts as well. So like hopefully people outside watching this are gonna go get on their asses, go and see you guys live.
We gotta get off our asses to get out there, because we plan them pretty firm sometimes.
Well, amazing. We can't wait to see you tonight. We're going to be kind of bringing parts of your set for our, like, listeners and people on, I guess, YouTube. So we hope that we'll be able to, like, do justice to the Astros live experience. But really, the best way to do it is to go see you guys live. So hopefully tonight and in, at future shows, hopefully we'll see a lot more of you guys as well.
For sure.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's great.
It out, but all my friends are taken, so I'll take that on the chin and keep on wasting my time with all the reasons I came up with so I could tell you all. go once more with feeling for the people in the back. Against my better judgment, I won't tell her where I'm at. If it's neat to know, then I can share the facts. But as time goes by, it started getting hazy. I'm sorry if that sounds real bad. I'd understand if you just told me off.
Y'all mind if we slow it down for a little bit here? All right, well, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks so much to the lovely Wilderness for having us tonight. We are so pumped for their set. All right, we put out an album a couple months ago. It's called Just Around the Corner. This is a song from that album. This one's called Bullseye. It's got a little twang on it, so... If you want a line dance, that would be so cool.
That's a bullseye. With your hands tied and your eyes closed. Should I need to know, I'll know exactly where to throw to land a bullseye. It's the way you fired back. I'm gonna land a few more shots before the fade to black. Even if you know I'm lying, I still wish you would buy it. I never went the distance, so you tried to persistently to look in my direction. The feeling you've been wrestling with is just around the corner. but she said that twice before. I think she's keeping score while I'm here feeling sorry for myself. And she's asking what Tommy's waiting for. I've had it, I can't crack it with that double backflip's for. He's a couple tied up his sleeve. You never know when she'll need an MVP. Wish she looks like me.
And I want to see your faces. Come up nice and close.
You're all so beautiful.
All right. This one's a jumper. I want everyone to leave the air on this one. Nice and close. All right. This side, are you ready to jump? Are you feeling it? This side, you feeling it? This side's so much louder. Oh, my God. You need to be louder on this side. All right. In the back. Everybody ready?
Brush off the meaning, pushing the tea, top up my drink, please. Run it by me again when you're sober. Then I'll try to pretend to agree. I'm such a doubter, it's getting louder. Fearing the shower, it's not about her. I had something to say, but I lost it. Guess we'll just have to think on my feet. I can tell you the play by the look on your face. Turn it over again, now I'm feeling the place. Start a couple from right up your sleeve. Now the losing team has an MVP. MVP. And he looks like me. Now my turn to spit, oh, I like to think. So sensitive, oh, that's a relief, whoa. Run it by me again in October. Like to know if your friends would agree. Tell you the play by the look on your face. Turn it over again, now I'm feeling replaced. It's got a couple from right up your sleeve. Now the losing team has an MVP. MVP. And he looks like me. Right off the bat, a reason for that works long as my back's there. Wish that I could be right up your sleeve. But the losing team needs an MVP.
Is everybody feeling warmed up for the wilderness now?
Well, we are too.
Thanks so much to those beautiful guys for having us out tonight. Before they come out here and kick our ass, we're going to play one more song for you. Thanks so much to KPP, the Broom Factor, and everyone for coming out tonight. This is huge. This is so much fun for us. All right. Thanks so much, everyone. We've been the Ashos. We'll see you around.
Spin me out and destroy my heart. Already are.
I don't know what to do. If you leave me blue, and I'm done with you. Thank you so much. If you need us, we'll be just around the corner.
All right, buckle up, boys. Hello and welcome. I'm Dinah Jansen. You are listening to the Release Radar Rundown. Coming up in this show, we are chatting with Summer's End Society alum Dupel, Wilhound, and Cacao, who just released a joint collaborative EP called Groove Inc., which we'll listen to shortly as well. Guys, thank you for joining us here on CFRC 101.9 FM, and welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Amazing that you're all here with us on such short notice, too. So we've got Ricky Brandt, Will Saul, and Jacques Dupel, known as Dupel, Wilhound, and Cacao. And great stuff that's been coming out from each of you for quite some time. And I noticed that this has been coming out through mutual collaborations with some other artists locally, too, through something called Summer's End Society. Dupel, tell us about this society, which I believe is one of your babies, right?
Yes. So I started it in 2023, just initially as like a platform just to be able to run my own shows, produce my own music, and basically do everything on my terms, but also like collaborate and spotlight the artists that I really like in town. Primarily at the time, it was a lot of just stuff with Cacao and Will, as well as other artists like Quasi, Dana Hansen, Dirty North, all of them. And since then, I took on a co-partner, which is Nathan Amy, better known as N98. And we have a rap group called D98. And essentially, the two of us are like the core people for it. And then we outreach to a bunch of other artists who can help us with our stuff and also do their own things as well. So they can collaborate with us and do some cool stuff with us, but they have the freedom to do whatever they'd like on their own time. So we frequently collaborate with Ricky and Will as like the next level of stuff.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And now, Dupel, you did chat specifically about the collaborative aspect that is within Summer's End Society. I'd love to talk to Will, Wilhound.
Yeah.
Rawr. So, Wilhound, tell me about the value of collaboration in your mind for developing your own sound as an artist.
Yeah, 100%. Like collaboration is key these days. You know, when you go on, for example, onto like a film set, there's a whole crew of people doing things, right? And music these days, everyone thinks it's one person doing it, but in reality, it's a whole bunch of people, right? And whether you can collaborate with, you know, someone who can do, you know, keys a bit better, or, you know, it's just collaboration is key. Coming from a smaller town when I moved here to Kingston, there was no music scene, you know, so I really had to push myself out there to, you know, meet people such as Jacques and Cacao. But the music scene here is amazing. But, you know, collaboration is key to kind of get different sounds and things like that. Right.
And over to you, Ricky, a.k.a. Cacao, who, incidentally, folks, if you've been listening to CFRC for a while, which many of you have, you know, that Cacao was all the hell all over the place last year with releases alongside these two gentlemen too. And congratulations, Ricky, for your the Release Radar Rundown top 20 wins last year too. But yes, I'd love to be able to chat too and follow up specifically what I just asked Will about the value of collaboration for you as an artist.
Yeah, it's driven my sound specifically. It's allowed me to develop and further intersect and come through different avenues that I would have never have thought. I mean, it's we're all trying to grow here as creatives, right? And that's the necessary key, is in understanding yourself, understanding life. And through collaboration, we get to see facets of ourselves in different people, and people drive different facets of them into like the fabric of our being, to hopefully, if you're like open and receptive and aware, that it can, like, you know, it can color your world in a more vibrant way, give an iridescence to that life, turn it up to 11. And what these guys have offered me is, in terms of like collaboration, and just everybody I've collaborated with has been just immense growth, immense opportunity to be able to work with other different styles of people. You never know how people are going to be in a different studio session, to guide somebody, to help shape and mold what's gonna be this vision of togetherness and unity, and it comes out something much bigger than yourselves. And this is how I feel within the Groove Inc. EP that we put out together. It's just huge. It's slamming. Oh yeah, it's great. I love it.
Oh yeah, I had a listen through it yesterday, boys, and yeah, it is pure thunder. Well,
thank you.
It is hard hitting. Folks, it's ready to kick you in the teeth with excellent sound. So let's hear a little bit more about the EP itself and the work you've done together. Maybe we'll go back over to you, DePel. Can we chat a little bit about the scope of the EP? There are three tracks on it.
Yes.
Is there a general theme? How did it come together in terms of each of you bringing very distinctive elements to it? Maybe we can start off about what the overall theme is in terms of scope and what you brought to it.
Yeah, I think the overall, our plan wasn't really to make an EP at first, I don't think. I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure a lot of these were just loose ideas for songs that we had, that we happened to already be collaborating with each other, just because we do a lot of stuff where we're just hanging out at, say, like at Cacao's house, you know, and Will throws down a drum line or a bass pattern or whatever, and then Ricky heads on some leads and some keys and some pads, and then it gets sent to me, and I just sort of take over and just add my own lyrical spin to things. And I think a lot of it was just, what can we do that's like really fun and really not so much like egotistical, but just very confident and very much like a, like you said, like a kick in the teeth, sort of like, this is us, this is what we're doing right now, this is what we're about, as sort of, you know, dirty and raunchy as it can get, but also as like, you know, detailed and nuanced as well in terms of our production and our lyrics and our mixing and mastering. It's all very layered.
Thank you so much. Will Hound, over to you. You brought thunder as well to this. Let's hear about your work on the project.
Yeah, well, it started with just, you know, me and Ricky hanging out, and I brought over my laptop and I was like, hey, I'm going to program some drums and, you know, go from there and kind of bring my own style to it and, you know, kind of laying down the basics of the tracks. And then again, like Ricky hopping on the keys and adding his sauce to it. I just kind of wanted to do something a little different, a little bit more like boom bappy and like, but with my own style as well. And then that's kind of what we were saying previously with the, you know, the collaboration part, where how I'm bringing my own style, but then so is Ricky at the same time. And it just comes together and then we send it off to Jacques and he kills it. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And back over to you, Cacao, sir. Lots of different elements that you're bringing with the various ways that you also perform music too. What thunder did you bring to this project?
So first, I'm going to say that Will kind of understated himself. He composed all the drums, played them all out, and we had sessions together where we were quite meticulous on it. And Will just, I would go like, no, this has to, this has to be here. And I'd get a little picky, stand up, and I'd be like, okay, just let him cook, right? And then I'd come back, and Will would just have composed this super crazy boom bap like just really hard hitting kind of foundation, like you said, that I can lay on. And to that, thank you, Will. But yeah, what I created is the synths, the bass, the ultimate musical layers, the composition. I would chop some of Will's drums up just to make sure the risers were right, the scenes were correct, the synths, the playing of the keys, the mixing and the mastering, the composition, the production. That was all me.
Amazing.
and you can kind of hear it in that kind of signature fat cacao synthy sound, you know.
So. Fantastic. So over to you, Dupel. So we've got three tracks here. We've got Emma Stone Fine, or is it Emma Stone Fine? Or okay. Way Too Smooth and Deep Inside. Can you break it down for what each of these songs might be about?
Yeah. So definitely for. Like I said, for the majority of the EP, it was something that I just wanted to be as loud and as sort of full of ourselves as possible. And so I kicked it off. My idea for kicking it off would have been Way Too Smooth, which was a follow-up to my original track, which was just called Smooth, which I had done on my own project a couple years ago, which sort of became a staple at my show. And it's sort of like a braggadocious sort of, you know, fun, whatever, indulging in yourself sort of thing. And I think Way Too Smooth was just a very good follow-up for that, and it was something that I think kicks off the album really well. It's got a nice punch to it, but it's not as heavy as some of the tracks later on, but it's also very confident, very posturizing, and the production is just very dynamic and is a great sort of intro to what the project ultimately would be about. And then going into Emma Stone Fine is something a little bit more punchier, I would say, but also like smoother in the way that I approach the writing, where it's more so less focused on myself and more so talking to like a romantic partner of some kind, comparing them to Emma Stone and other actresses that I may or may not fancy in a particular way, but in a way that's just full of clever wordplay, double entendres, you know, different sort of things that you would say to really like get someone's attention if you're interested in them romantically or whatever, trying to pick them up. And I think that's a very meaty track, but it can also sound very fun and continue that sort of fun, sort of carefree vibe from Way Too Smooth. And then with Deep Inside, it's just a super insane, heavy hitting outro. You know, you'd want to leave them on a high note, I would say, anyhow, and just going full force, full ham, production-wise, it's incredible. I wouldn't have been able to do the track on my own in that way without Will and Cacao. And lyricism-wise, it's more so fully investing in someone else other than yourself in a way that's like, you know, I'm so lost in this person. Like the hook says, I'm deep inside your love. You know, it's just... It's a classic Dupel love track where it's more than just like sex and whatever. It's definitely more of like a poem in a way that also would be really good at raves and concerts and stuff.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing. Okay, so we are running out of time because we still want to listen to the music in this episode today, boys. So, absolutely. So, Will, over to you. Where can we see you? How can we keep up with the latest in what you're doing?
I'm going on tour with these three gentlemen here and plus Nate as well. So I'll be at the Kingston shows with them as well. And as well, you can follow me on at WillHound7 on social media. I like dropping skits, having fun, making TikToks, doing all that jazz. So just WillHound on social media. And that's about it for me. Yeah.
All right. And we'll talk about the upcoming mini tour with Dupel in just a moment. But Ricky, where can we find you and keep up with the latest about your upcoming dates?
You can find me at Cacao Official everywhere on social media, cacaoofficial.com. I usually post all the dates and all new music, everything coming up. You can check it out again, and that's cacaoofficial.com and Cacao Official on Instagram and social media.
Thank you. And now, Dupel, back over to you. You're going to close it up with the thunderous anchor.
Yes.
So, dude, you've got a mini tour, Pursuit of Infinity, in support of the album 2K Till Infinity that you produced late last year and released late last year. We've got a mini tour regionally, including two dates in Kingston, which Will and Kakao are also supporting as well. Tell us about this mini tour. And will we see some of this Groove Inc. action also a part of it?
Yeah, so it's definitely a long time coming. I've been making music for 7 years now, just about. And being able to make a regional tour debut was definitely on my bucket list. And I wanted to promote my mixtape, 2K Till Infinity, as much as I could. And I just reached out. And so we got shows in Ottawa, Montreal, Toronto, as well as two stops in Kingston, one of which is just in support of Kakao at Muziki and is free. There's no cover. The other one is going to be the sequel to our December event, Drop Zone. So it'll be Drop Zone to Infinity on April 4th. And you'll see the three of us there and at every other stop around Ontario and Quebec. But as well, you'll see a lot of other DJs that we collaborate with, such as Vic, StazTech, SFX, MVA, just a bunch of really great people that I like to highlight and that we can get some more across genre action with. But aside from the tour, which you can get your tickets for in, I think, Ricky's bio, my bio for sure on social media, as well as the Summer's End official Instagram account. So you can find me on Instagram at Jacques Dupel or at Summer's End official or at D98 official for my duo with Nate. As well as Summer's End Society on YouTube.
Amazing. Well, we are out of time for Convo. Let's dive into the actual tracks. Guys, thank you so much for joining us here on CFRC. Thank you for bringing such fantastic music to the community. Love seeing more representation from electronic and hip-hop artists for sure. I love the idea of the collaborations here, and keep us informed with new projects, because we certainly want to make sure that you are back on the airwaves, and we want to hear all the new music from you guys all the time. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you to Dupel, Willhound, and Kakao for joining us here on the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. Local musicians can get in on the action with CFRC airplay of new releases and support on social media by submitting music through the Kingston Music Office's Release Radar series, through their website, or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram. Coming up, we've got all three tracks from this new amazing collaborative EP called Groove Inc. Way Too Smooth, Emma Stone Fine, and Deep Inside are the tracks you'll listen to. Listener discretion is advised. Thanks for tuning into today's show. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
Like a move.
tools that I came through smooth. Man, how to prove.
Imagine it. mine. I just need a night to shine like Will Pine. Call me up, girl, get your friends on the line. We can go extra in and take you on if what you like. Hey, yeah, you on your bed. You're my guest when I'm at your pad. Call me up, girl, get your friends on the line. We can go extra in and take you on if what you like. Hey. Too much, no too many ways to describe beautiful eyes.